At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Zooming in. No, I'm just playing. Jay Foreman, DP Harrison on the ones and twos. We're the Old School crew. We are brought to you by the Mercado. It's starting to get chilly willy outside with the basketball game at 7. It's great to pick up your last little barbecue food over there at the butcher shop. They do a really good job. Great atmosphere. Four locations. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andre Matt out there, and then 168th and Maple up there in O, and they all have great service. Great stuff in there, both single serving, family sizes of frozen food too, and pasta. Have candy in there.
Got some seafood too.
Seafood. They got their own beef jerky, obviously Piedmontese and stuff like that. So it's great.
Shout out to the Lady Huskers.
Oh yeah,
getting it started today.
Yeah, 1-0.
Get this party started.
Like nothing like 1-0, and hopefully the men 1-0 a little bit later.
88-48 over Omaha. Couple of things, Jay, and it's always funny, right? You never know what you're going to get.
Right.
Right. Can we say that there's some balance with this group? Markowski, Potts, and then the return of Allison Weiner.
Yeah, I mean, they got a good mix, and obviously you're going to miss Jazz Shelley, but you get Weiner back.
And you get Britt Prince to come Britt in. Prince,
who's a problem, and then you got Markowski, who...
Mm-hmm. Hank Nisley came in and hit some threes. They've got some new players that contribute. But to get that first double-double out of the way for Markowski, pretty good day.
Yeah, that's the standard. I mean, they only can get better. You know, you're getting kind of the rust off. You know, you've been battling against each other all camp, and now you get to see some new faces and, you know, get a home victory and you know.
What do you know about this group that the men's team is playing tonight? You know much about Texas Rio Grande Valley?
They'll have one. I think they got one or two good athletes in that. Besides that,
they hit a gang of threes in the scrimmage.
And they're just going to shoot threes.
Yeah.
So, but that's good, though, because you got to be prepared for anything. You run against a team like this or like a really, really efficient offensive team like Oakland last year.
So you never know in basketball anymore. You got to treat everybody with respect.
Right.
If they get hot from three, you might be in one.
And you know what? It's no different than, was it Western Illinois came in here a couple years ago?
Mm-hmm.
They'll play. They have nothing to lose.
Exactly.
And they got hot. And you just never know about the referee crew. So, you know, you want to stick the dagger in the heart early. And so, you know, it's about just, one, we got to control the boards. Number two, we got to be efficient. And then, Bryce and all those guys, the guys, Gary and all them, you got to get busy. And then the young guys, the young pups, this is time for you to get, you know, get your feet wet. But ultimately, it's for Fred and the Huskers, it's all about spacing and then obviously playing at a really good pace. And they obviously want to play with more force than they did last year. So the big thing for this Nebraska men's team just moving forward is, what did they learn from that game against Texas A&M? No, it sounds good. True, it was a learning.
Well, no, all, it's good. I mean,
Harrison beatboxed.
Yeah, but Harrison, you got to. But you got to understand, they were playing lights out,
and they were playing phenomenal. They went from one of the worst 3-point shooting teams.
This is great because this will bring us back. This will bring us back to football. See, the Texas A&M team that everybody thought that they were playing, everybody skipped over the Texas A&M that they played when they got healthy, they got happy, hungry, and then they start to really start hit the threes. And that was the way they were like that last like third of the season.
They pushed Houston.
Right.
Before they lost.
The last three, yeah. But it's the last third of the season leading to the tournament. It's no different than UCLA. Yeah, they came in here 2-5. But you just saw they just took the longest trip that you could take as a Big Ten, played on a sleepy Saturday morning, walked a dog on Rutgers, and had the energy and the depth and the finishing prowess to beat them at home. Now, and then go back and have a bye week and be overprepared for Nebraska. And they have been playing everybody close. So, you know, everybody's like, oh, they're 2-5, right? Not 3-5, obviously, but 2-5 coming in here. But everybody just looks at the record and looks at the beginning. Then you reference Deshaun Foster in his first ever interview as a head coach after he flew essentially on a red eye to get there, you know, because I know Deshaun, you know, and then they're like, oh, there's no way. Well, they ain't look at the staff. Juan Castillo, who was up for NFL head coaching jobs, is their offensive line coach. Their quarterback coach, I played against. He's an NFL coach. So the lazy thing is, oh, let's look at the coaches at UCLA. Oh, like, you know, they're 2-5. Well, here's what you didn't think of. Their defensive prowess for the last 4 years is a set.
Yeah, they got some dudes in the draft.
And they had offensive like Colton Miller. He's down there with the Raiders. The running back Charbonnet, he's second to Kenneth Walker up there in Seattle. They just didn't have the depth. And then the quarterback play, or their quarterback that they had is at Cleveland. You know, and then the other one, Dante Moore, went up to, I think it's Oregon. So it's not like they didn't have talent or like the ability to do it. And plus, they were pretty competitive. They just didn't have it. And then now they've caught their stride. So, you know, for now back to basketball, I think that what did you learn from that? But then also, what pieces did you take from that? You know what I mean? So for every defeat, you see if you can take something, what they do and do it your way. And then try to, you know, obviously add that. Because what this team wants to be, I like the addition of the big 7'1 kid because he's actually real, real physical. I like my man Goggles 2.0 from Rutgers. I like that dude.
Yeah. Worster than Berke from Turkey.
Yeah, I like
he's those. Intriguing. I'm wondering if his game's going to be similar to Master.
Berke from Turkey.
So you want to you want to be portable. You want to be able to play small, right? You want to be able to play physical, which you're going to need in the Big Ten. And then you want to be able to play both, and you want to be able to play multiple defenses and multiple offenses, right? Because throughout this season, you're going to need it all.
Yeah, well, so especially with new additions of the Pac-12 in here.
Right.
Those are going to be interesting matchups.
Right. So I think it's a good night to be on display, 7:00. And, you know, I think they'll do well. You know, it'll be good. They'll be, you know, it's first time getting out there and getting jiggy with it. But, you know, they got to hit their stride here about game 6 or 7 before they, you know, get into the real, you know, meat and potatoes of the Big Ten.
I think we're going to have like a real, I don't want to say leader, except we're going to have a good game, but a real just dominant score this year, or is it going to be similar to last year? It's like we're 8 games in and every week's got a new leading score.
I think it'd be Bryce.
Bryce Williams?
Yeah. I think ideally this is the perfect example. And I don't think the great thing about him, or it could be a great thing about him, he doesn't have to be a volume guy.
No.
Because he can hit free throws, right? He's shown the ability when he wants to get downhill. I think his offense is predicated on how locked in and invested he is on defense. When he gets his hands on balls and stuff like that, gets some tips and stuff like that, he's actually scores a lot more because that gets you in the game. If he's locked in defensively and doing what he's doing because he has the ability to guard 2, 3, and 4 if he wants to, you can really be a matchup problem on the other end because you got to think if the big guy's got to guard you, he can take him outside and get busy, and he showed a little bit more explosiveness down the stretch. And they play him kind of like a point forward or can. So you're going to have the ball in your hand. So I think it's going to go through him. So it's two things for him. One, defensively, and then also to have the ability to be more creative for everybody else.
Well, he and Bryce and Juwan are the two that both of those, all the things you just said, come into play.
Yeah, and they have the games and the body types to play off each other. That's the great, and that's what you want.
Yeah,
you want two guys to be able to play off each other. And play with each other.
Yeah, they can both be really good two-way players.
Right, and so that's what you want because they can be tempo setters. One needs to get going. One can kind of play in the background. Both of them get going, switch off, and then everybody else can kind of get their feet wet, and then you need that third, you know, and then you need two or three guys that can be your third guy. you know, your third third score, and they've shown the ability to do that. So, you know, back to Nebraska, what I talked, I would just say, look, man, I would just say, this isn't, here's what I say, this isn't a time to demean. You know what I mean? Like, I would say, like, if I'm going to challenge you, I'm going to challenge you, like, I'm going to talk to you like this. Sometimes I think people think you need to talk down to people. You know what I mean? So this time I'm going to talk straight to you, and then I'm going to try to lift you up. But I'm also not just going to lift you up blindly. Like, we are in this. So this is essentially a call to action. What are we going to do? And for me, you know, whether I crap out or not, you know, which is, you know, gambling or whatever, I'm not a gambler, so I don't really know what it means. Like, if we're playing poker, I'm going all in. Because I'm showing you how I'm invested. I'm not even thinking twice. You know what I mean? You know how they stand up? I watch it on TV. That's about as much as, you know, when they call the pot or whatever, then they stand up, you know, like it's going to change something. And everybody goes, well, I'm all in. And I want to make sure everybody else is doing that. Now, I'm going to start challenging you. I'm going to challenge you, though, like never before. I'm going to demand more from you. And the players should demand more from each other. And then also, this is a really good time to deal with. I'm telling you, I'm cranking up the pressure, though. I'm turning up the heat. And I'm turning up the heat everywhere. Right?
Is there cause for Win a Job Wednesday during a bye week? Is there any cause for, as you say, igniting the fire? Well, I mean, that's the question. In some cases like this, where you've hit a lull and you've started to regress, that you could actually light the fire of competition.
Yeah.
And say, everybody needs to do better. Coaches need to do better. The assistants, the analysts, the players. Everybody needs to do better. And here's what it is. Like, I used to listen to Joe Gibbs challenge coaches, that his receivers coaches, Emmett Thomas and Charlie Taylor, would just bang heads over who had the best day. Mm. Right? Receivers and defensive backs. Don't talk about it. Show me.
Yeah. Don't tell me what you're going to do. Show me what you did.
Is that too much to ask on a Wednesday in a bye week to reset, kind of reboot?
Well, you're going to crank up the pressure to make it, you know, competitive. But it's also, you got to be strategic. You don't want to essentially, you know, shoot all your bullets and you ain't even in game week. I mean, I think you still have to have a plan for it. But, you know, if you want to be heavy into fundamentals and just getting out there and playing good, clean football, you know, ones against ones, twos against twos, threes against threes or whatever, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? And then if you feel that need that you want to get some younger, because you got some veterans that play a lot of football, so you want to be strategic with them.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
As far as being able to recover and get healthy, but you also want to make sure that, you know, you're building up depth. So it's a good mix of competition. It's a good mix of mental competition as well, because, you know, you can get back and really challenge some of those young guys to see if they can handle a real hard workload. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, because that's what you want, because the only way that you're going to really have any,
you're trying to be better than you played Saturday. Yeah. So everything that to me should be the standard.
Yeah. Everything. Well, first of all, we're going to work on the corrections. I'm sure they've already had, but we're physically going to work on the corrections. We're physically going to go through like fundamentals. We're going to be physical in practice. We're going to practice the right way. That means we got to get, everybody has to be footwork, the checks, everything. And then we got to do it again tomorrow. Then we got to do it again when, or that'd be what, well, today, however, it's got to be every day.
Yeah.
And then also, like, when you don't have, like, with, say, I think you only can practice 3 or 4 times. So that doesn't mean it's off. That don't mean we're off. Like, there is no days off. Like, we got to be lifting. We got to be eating together. We got to we got to go in there and watch the
film study. Yeah, film study
on our own, right? Because here's how, as a player, I'm going to challenge the coach, right? I'm going to challenge the coaches. Okay, hey, I got our linebackers coming in. I need 30, 20 plays that we need to look at that maybe we didn't get to look at in the meetings, and we're having a linebacker meeting. And we could break bread together. We can do it all, and we're talking through it. We don't need to be like, our phones don't need to be there. We're here. We're invested. And then guess what? We might do it Saturday, or we might get together and watch a game Saturday. And sure, we might get Sunday off. And then Monday, we right back to work. We're right back to work.
Is there somebody in each of these rooms to lead these rooms?
I don't know. I looked at, you know, like for us, I know we had captains, you know, when I played. I think everybody was a leader in their own ways. And so you got to want it. I mean, you don't have to be the starter to be the leader. You don't have to be. You just got to be able to command and demand their respect. So I'm sure they got guys that do it. They just got to get out there. They got to do it. Right now, the reason why I would turn it up, because number one, so say like Harrison, he has dreams to go to NFL, right? I'm going to tell you something. You lose 2 games in the NFL, is like creeping death. It's the worst thing in the world. 3, it's horrible. You know what I mean? Heck, you saw the Saints, them brothers up there already making their U-Haul. They lost to the Panthers. They on the internet acting a fool. You know, That's a good way to get fined. And them dudes right there, I know they quit. They quit, right? That's why I'm turning it up, because also I want to make sure that you're ready. If you're telling me, or if you got a chance, I want to make sure you're ready. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to take care of you, but I'm going to make sure you're ready, because here's what they do in the NFL. When you go through lulls, they watch you even more with your habits. So this is the same thing. I'm going to watch you with your habits, and I'm going to demand more, because that's the only way that we're going to get better. We just got to get better. We can get better, but you got to be willing to do it. And you can't sit up there and say, I'm going to do the same thing I did during the last bye week. That ain't work. And that's from a player standpoint. Right? When you watch the tape, you just got to understand and come to terms with it. We aren't playing as good as we should have or can't or whatever. We're not. It's not fine, but you got to come to terms with it. Mm-hmm. Then you got to say, okay, how or why are we doing this? And also, you got to, you know, if there's one thing that I would like say is, don't be that guy. Don't be the guy that on a screen pass or whatever, that 9 guys are blocking the guy and you're the guy that just somehow just misses the guy in front of you, doesn't get a block on him, or you don't run your feet, or you block the wrong guy. If don't be the guy. If the perfect call is played on called on defense and you're in the wrong gap, or you run behind the guy trail a guy in the gap, don't be that guy. Mm-hmm. And then let's see where we're at. Let's see if we aren't those guys. Let's see how just drastically things change. Let's see if we actually go out there and play football and compete in football. Let's see if we over communicate every single chance that we can on the sidelines. What that means, DP comes off and I don't know what position, say whatever, and we're saying, we're checking, you remember this, be on the lookout for this. Let's see how well that works. Let's see if we invest a little bit more. It could be a 5 or 10% more, right? And let's see where we're at. I guarantee you they're gonna win. I mean, I shouldn't guarantee it, but I guarantee they're gonna have a different like outcome. It's just that little bit more, but it's not clear, but you got to make it clear. But you can't get clear until you start talking to yourself.
It's the Al Pacino Any Given Sunday speech. It's a game of inches. It's just a game of inches. And no matter what level it is, no matter who the opponent is, Jay Foreman is an inch away from being a Hall of Famer or just a regular dude.
Yeah.
And his ability to gain that inch on a regular basis. Look, how many times was a player not able to get his hand in on a 3rd-and-8 pass attempt? And the hand's there, but you didn't get a fingertip on it.
Yeah.
How many times, you know, geez, on an extra point, it's a matter of inches, and you just getting the ball down, snap being off an inch or two. Like, it's so many different things, and it's the whole mantra of chasing three. But wasn't necessarily three. It's chasing the better version of you all the time.
But that's the difference between being the hunter and being hunted. And you become hunted by two ways. Your success on the field, which is like the Georgia, Alabama, and they're in Ohio State and all those guys are being hunted constantly, mm-hmm. whether they like it or not. That's why Ryan Day was on the hot seat, right? James Franklin, they're being hunted. Or you're hunted by the product of like what people have expectation wise, I guess, in the off season. You become hunted, or how you initially start the season, right? As Indiana starts to go in these next 3 weeks, they're starting to get hunted now. Now that schedule set up pretty good, but they're going to start getting hunted, and they get in that college football playoff, they are full on in somebody's crosshairs, and that's where Nebraska was at. You start out really good. You were on national spotlight. You put everybody on notice with the Colorado game. You doubled down a couple with the Northern Illinois, and you stubbed your toe against Illinois or Northern Iowa, then Illinois. Then you bounce back. So now you're in full hunted. Now you got everybody's attention. So that's why you're almost chasing a object that you will never obtain. If the difference is, it's easier to get to the top, easier to make it. The hardest thing to do is to stay and to continue to progress. And that's where we're at. And that's why you got to do, that's why you got to do more and you got to challenge yourself more.
I want to say this to texters who I've listened all day quietly as people said, well, let's replace Dylan and let's do.
For what?
Let me explain this. And people can correct me if I'm wrong, but I can hope that Harrison is Jay Foreman worthy, but I know what Jay Foreman is capable of. I've got the resume. I've got the work. I've got the production. I've seen this. They've competed. They've competed. Mm. He won the job. Now, if you tell me that doesn't matter, that 11 weeks into the season, it doesn't matter what you've seen at practice and in film study and on film, then you're telling me that none of it mattered to begin with.
Yeah,
I mean, the job. He beat out everybody by a lot, mind you. In the spring, in the summer, leading up to the season, up to now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean isn't that a fair statement? Everybody loves the favorite player on everybody's team is the backup until he becomes your starter, and that's nothing against Heinrich or whatever. But ultimately, listen. I said this from the very beginning. Dylan's extremely talented. He's extremely inexperienced. The mistakes he's making is from inexperience. That's just what happens when you start a freshman quarterback. He's no different than anybody else. We're in nine games. He's learning on the job. And look, that interception against that the pick six. First of all, the dude lucked up into it. Now it was a phenomenal catch. He fell.
He took two bad steps.
He almost fell down. He essentially bit up on the run fake when he should have been covering Fedoni down the chute in cover two. And he was like, oh, crap. He was athletic enough to get back into it and then made a phenomenal interception and then obviously returned it for six. Now, Dylan should have read that and threw it to Thomas Fedoni, and he said it himself. But don't act like that dude just like other things. All interceptions aren't the same. Mm-hmm. In order for Dylan to play well, or get to playing well, everybody else needs to play better.
That's where I'm at.
No, but that's facts.
The whole offense is like, I'm not going to pull out Dylan when like.
That's factual though. When you have a freshman quarterback, in order for him to do what everybody wanted him to do to this point, everybody else had to raise their game. It wasn't play calling.
And what was Harburg's stats Saturday?
It doesn't matter. The
stats. No. There's a method to the madness.
I don't know what his stats were.
He was 2 of 7.
I will say that it's quite a few balls hit in the ground.
He was 2 of 7,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but
we have a full year of Harburg's numbers.
No, he's gotten better.
I get all of that.
He's gotten better, though. I mean, so I'm going to give him that credit there.
Listen, if Harburg's the guy, great. If Dylan's the guy, great. You still have to have a whole group of Huskers. play at the level where Harburg has success, or Dillon has success, or Daniel Kalen has success, or Ramir Johnson having success, or Dante Dowdell will have to have success, or Jamal Banks, or otherwise. Down the line, this is how I know when the team will get it right. Everybody's accountable. Everybody has to get better. And everybody has to do their job.
Play a lot better. But with a freshman quarterback, okay, the receivers got to play great. The running backs got to play great. The tight ends in the line. And it can't be a game here, a game there. Everybody. That's when you got a freshman quarterback. It doesn't matter who it is.
Everybody.
It doesn't matter who it is.
What we
Peyton do. Manning started as a freshman. Everybody else had to play good around him.
We can't forget Peyton's rookie year interceptions.
Right, but they learned through it, but everybody you else learned got better.
Through it. You absolutely learned
through it. And you just everybody else got to play better.
Yep.
And that's just across the board. So hopefully he's healthy, and I'm sure he's going to be diligent about his body and get back right. So I'm pretty sure.
Got a bye to get through it, too.
Pretty sure he'll answer the bell. He's a tough kid. So anyway, Jay Foreman, DP Harrison, we'll take a quick break. Then we'll be right back.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.